Queensland wants to be a Pacific leader in biofuels. That's the message Premier Anna Bligh has delivered at a biotechnology conference in Washington. She says Queensland researchers are bidding to supply the US Navy with biofuels for their ships and planes. Stephanie Smale.
Queensland's Premier Anna Bligh says the Sunshine State could be the biofuel hub of the Asia Pacific.
Bioindustrials, particularly biofuels, have enormous potential in a tropical state like Queensland, the sugar capital of Australia.
Speaking at a biotechnology conference in Washington, she says the state government will be spending millions of dollars supporting the new industry in Queensland.
What this policy does is help to position Queensland to capitalise on a worldwide trend towards renewables. And it's a policy that recognises the breadth of work that's occurring in this space and our determination to be right up there with the best and to maximise the opportunities we have as a tropical state with many of the potential feed sources for these new fuel systems.
The United States, Europe and Brazil currently dominate the world's biofuel industry. But if researchers from the University of Queensland win their bid to supply the United States Navy with biofuels for its warships and planes, Australia will have a strong foothold as a supplier. Robert Henry is the director of the Queensland Alliance for Agriculture and Food Innovation, which is exploring ways to turn plants into fuel for cars, boats and planes.
Fossil fuels are made from carbon that was produced by algae and plants in geological time. What we're now doing is using the carbon that's fixed by plants now and we're turning that carbon into fuel. So we break down particularly the carbohydrates in wood, for example, into sugars, and then we ferment those to ethanol or to diesel or in the more advanced technologies into jet fuel.
Robert Henry says it makes sense for Queensland to produce biofuels for the United States Navy.
They're not going to be able to make all the fuel in the US and transport worldwide. They want to be able to produce it on site, and they want to produce that obviously in nations with which they've got a good relationship, and Australia is one of those, of course.
Queensland sugarcane growers are watching the developments with interest. Bernard Milford from the industry group Cane Growers says bad weather has made it tough for the state's industry for the past couple of years, but he says developing biofuel technologies and strong prices are part of a more positive outlook.
We can do things like make electricity out of it through cogeneration, or we can go a step further and convert that through what's called lignocellulosic conversion, which is taking plant material, breaking it down into sugars and converting those sugars into ethanol. And we can produce transport fuels, we can produce other chemicals, we can do exactly the sort of thing that the Premier was talking about.
Bernard Milford says cane growers now have more ways to turn a profit from their crop.
You could decide, yes, we could put 100% of the sugar into a food, we could put 50% of the sugar into a food and 50% into a fuel, and then we can take some of the byproduct as well, the bagasse, the energy, the fibre that comes from that and the energy that comes from that, and put it into fuel as well. So it's a whole spectrum. We could go from one to the other.
Robert Henry from the Queensland Alliance for Agriculture and Food Innovation says biofuels have the potential to inject huge profits into the state's economy. He also says it could save Australia billions of dollars in fossil fuels.
Australia's likely to be importing most of its oil by 2020, and that's more than a $30 billion import price. And so if we can replace some or all of that with domestically produced energy, that's an enormous benefit to the Australian community.
The University of Queensland has just signed a research agreement with South Carolina's Clemson University to advance biofuel research, commercialisation and large-scale biofuel production projects, including the US Navy contract.
Stephanie Smale reporting.